Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Experienced truck drivers. Are you searching for a company that will let you pick the kind of driving job you want? At Schneider, professionals personalize their careers by choosing from 38 different types of driving positions. That means a better career to fit your lifestyle. If you want even more choice, Schneider drivers can also choose from over 50 unique dedicated accounts. Enjoy experienced driver pay, the respect you deserve, and choices that only Schneider can offer. Find out for yourself at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
He says he's feeling well and that he's feeling a lot better today than he did yesterday, and he thinks he'll be ready to go. But yeah, as I said the other night, Clay's always going to say he's ready to go. And what we'll have to determine, is that a risk? You know, if he plays, are we risking anything? If the training staff feels good about his ability to go out there and play without making things worse, then he'll play. But if there's a risk, we'd rather give him the next couple of days to continue to heal and, you know, hopefully have him out there for game four. But it's literally day to day.
Middays on The Score.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr on Klay Thompson. He's rough and rugged, but you can't play through a hammy sometimes. So we'll see what they do. Here to talk about what has become a surprisingly dramatic NBA Finals is Brian Geltzeiler, a frequent guest of ours on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. You can follow Geltzy at Hoops Critic and read his stuff at hoopscritic.com and hear his work at SiriusXM NBA. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
Good. The metaphor that I've used for the Golden State Warriors has been that of a jet airplane with four engines, that they always say three of those engines can go out and you can still make it just fine on one engine because of the number of redundant systems that have been engineered into this thing. Those are being tested right now. We are going to see what Steve Kerr can do because it seems like several of their engines are blowing out right here. Can they land this thing?
Yeah, listen, they can. It's probably the biggest amount of adversity that they've had to face throughout this run. And up till now, I think they've really responded very well. They've had a lot of success without Kevin Durant. Now, if we're going to be fair about it, part of that is the fact that Portland was a really inferior opponent. The team that could give them the best run in the Western Conference, they got in the second round in the Rockets. They had Durant for the five of the six games of that series. And they managed to dispose of them relatively easily without him in game six. They didn't need him to beat Portland. They're probably going to need him to beat this team, but the Klay Thompson injury and the Kevon Looney injury definitely put a monkey wrench in that. One thing I'll say about Klay, if you remember last year, and I believe it was game one of the NBA Finals, J.R. Smith took out his legs, kind of fell at his feet at one point and rolled into his legs, and Klay had a high ankle sprain. And he, from that high ankle sprain, he played through that. And to my indications from everything that we've heard, that was actually considered a little bit worse of an injury than what he's dealing with right now regarding this strained hamstring. The other thing about Thompson is this. Now, listen, they need him on both ends of the floor, and he is their best perimeter defender. However, if Thompson plays tonight banged up, and I do believe he will play, if he plays tonight banged up, you may have periods of time where they hide him a little bit defensively and just really worry about using him as a spot-up shooter, which is where they need him the most. Because without Thompson on the floor, they can smother Curry and let other guys try to beat him and take jump shots. And for the most part, I think that can work, even though the last possession of game two, it didn't work. And Nick Nurse was very honest with the media after the game and said, I had to do all over again. That's the outcome I wanted. Iguodala shooting from three. It's not disrespectful. It's truthful. And it's right. Andre Iguodala, before that game, game two, hadn't hit a three since game six of the Rocket series. He went the entire Portland series, all four games, without hitting a three. So it's from that standpoint, you know, I can see where it's going to get a lot tougher for Golden State, but if they have Thompson on the floor, it just spaces things out better. I still like Golden State in this series, and I will also say this. I think tonight is a must-win for Toronto if they are going to have a chance to win this series. If they don't get tonight and you get Thompson with a little bit of extra rest going into Friday, Durant maybe back Friday is going to be that much closer, and with Durant, the latest Durant's going to be back is Monday, which is game five. If you don't have a lead in this series going into that, you got a problem. Even if you're tied, you may have a problem. But tonight, I think, is the Raptors' big chance to wrestle control of this series.
Brian, I'm with you. I think the Warriors still pull this thing out. But as for tonight, and I got a couple of bucks in an offline account somewhere, I don't have any reason to not put everything on the Raptors for tonight. Too many issues are at hand here, I think.
Listen, you can make a good case for it. Without Klay on the floor, okay, Nick Nurse went to box and one. They didn't score for 4.5 minutes, the Warriors, in the fourth quarter of that game. Now, that's how good they were defensively and were able to hold on. The thing is this. DeMarcus Cousins is going to have to play a lot because they need his offense very badly. But that doesn't come at the expense of nothing. That comes at the expense of your defense. And I will tell you, the ball is going to be in Leonard's hands a lot. Whoever is guarding Cousins is going to be brought to the ball. They will continue to try to blitz Leonard to get it out of his hands. But Leonard is smart. He's crafty. He'll hold it at times. He'll do what he needs to do to try to get isolated on Cousins. And when he is, Cousins is going to have to retreat. And Kawhi is the one player on the Raptors that you don't want to shoot off the bounce, whether it's threes, long twos. He's that good. You want to be able to blanket him everywhere. So if they can isolate Cousins like that and do it successfully, it's going to be very hard for the Warriors, because the one thing I look at with the Raptors here in this series, and they did it in game one in terms of being able to score enough, but what happened in game two, and it ended up being like kind of forced, it forced the Warriors' hand a little bit, but it was a better situation for them, is that they had to worry about the other guys more than they had to worry about Leonard. Siakam, they couldn't help off Siakam anymore. And give Siakam credit, he was still aggressive and assertive, but he went 5-16 from the field and was defended much more. They kept Lowry from getting into the paint. Listen, you look at the numbers, it would indicate that Kyle Lowry played better in game two than he did in game one. Eye test doesn't tell you that. He played better in game one. He got into the paint off the bounce a ton. Forget about 2-9 shooting. He was the engine that fueled their three-point shooting. So what happened? Leonard went a little more nuts. Leonard scored more than he had in game one, but I don't think that Kawhi Leonard can beat this team alone. And I think if that's the strategy the Warriors go with, where, you know what, we're going to look to shut everybody else down by Kawhi, with the understanding that no matter how hard we defend Kawhi, he's going to get more than 23 points than he got in game one. That was a major aberration, but Kawhi can get his, and the Warriors can still win this series and win it maybe handily, depending upon who's healthy for them. I think you're going to see more of a defensive strategy out of Golden State with this. Really, with all these injuries Golden State has, this has become a very, very compelling series.
Talking with Brian Geltzeiler on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, and the score at the top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. Your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday at the Allstate Arena for games 3, 4, and 5. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We always hear the term role players play better at home, especially in playoff series in the NBA. Are you a believer in that? And have we ever put that to the metric test? Is it true? And if so, is it, who would be likely to be that warrior who would be looked at as a potential crazy game guy?
Listen, I think that that is something that over the years has kind of played out a little bit. I've never studied it statistically to be able to confirm to you if that's, you know, the numbers would truly bear that out. But, you know, eye test wise, we see that. But by the same token, that's not true all the time either. I mean, Quinn Cook was a huge factor for the Golden State Warriors in game two on the road. And so the fact that you get guys that play better at home, and listen, part of it is also, you know, they're shooting at the baskets that they've shot at all season and they're comfortable shooting at. You know, I joked around, my son was in the driveway with two friends over the weekend playing hoops and doing shooting contests. My son has a direct advantage. Why? That's the basket he shoots at all the time. And sometimes it's that simple. And I think a lot of this with role players play better have to do with a comfort level, and they'll shoot better in their own building. When you look at the Warriors tonight, a guy that may loom as an important player for them, forgetting about offense for a minute, is Andrew Bogut. This Looney injury is not a small deal, guys. Looney was the best big that they had on switching out onto guards on the perimeter. And offensively, he sits in that dunker spot, finishes efficiently around the cup when he gets the ball. Kevon Looney is a throwback in this respect. He's one of the very rare NBA players you will see that stays in his lane. He knows what he's good at. He knows what he's not good at. He accentuates what he's good at and stays the hell away from what he's not good at. And it's been, as a role player, he's been perfect for this team. Not having him is going to force more Andrew Bogut. And Bogut, let's face it, was one of the better defensive bigs in this league for a bunch of years. He's not that anymore. He just does not have the lateral movement that he once did. So that's going to be very interesting. Another guy I keep an eye on is Jonas Jerebko. Even if Thompson goes and is somewhat limited and they have to find some more minutes for Jerebko, he's going to have open shots. They need him to hit those open shots because Jerebko is not one of these guys that's going to shut you down defensively. He's not this unbelievable plus rebounder. If Jonas Jerebko, he's going to be out on the floor, they're going to need him to play some minutes. If he's not hitting shots, he's beyond useless for you. And so those are the two guys I'd keep an eye on in terms of role players, Bogut and Jerebko. Listen, Cook's going to play a lot of minutes. He may or may not hit more shots, but he's athletic enough to kind of hang when Toronto goes with the two small guards with Lowry and Van Vliet. So there's some use for him regardless whether he's hitting shots or not. But look for Bogut on defensive end, Jerebko on the offensive end.
Brian, this offseason is going to see a lot of big names moving places or at least signing big contracts if they end up staying. Bulls don't figure to be in for many, if any, of those big names. But one I do keep hearing is Terry Rozier, and I wonder what you think of the prospects of where Rozier may end up.
I think Rozier is going to stay exactly where he is. I do not believe that Kyrie Irving is going to stay there. I think that the fact that he's a restricted free agent and Danny Ainge can match anything, I think is a very big deal. Danny Ainge at times had shopped Kyrie Irving because he has that kind of confidence in Terry Rozier. And I think everything you saw what happened this year and Rozier, who was not happy in his role at all this year, and is very concerned that his contract offer is going to be affected by the fact that he didn't have the role that he would have, is an interesting situation. But I think Danny Ainge may let him go out there, set a market for himself, but he's got matching ability. He will match on Terry Rozier. I don't see him coming there. The interesting name I heard attached to the Bulls was Tobias Harris. Just because there's a situation with Harris where I don't know that Philly's going to offer him the max. He did not have a wonderful playoff for them. I know that Brooklyn has an eye on potentially offering him the max, although if they can get Kyrie Irving, that's going to come first for them. But I've heard that the Bulls are kind of waiting in the wings on Harris.
Where would he fit, though? There's guys playing where he plays. Yeah.
What they would do is they would have him being interchangeable parts with Porter in the front court. And I think what you would ultimately see is Markkanen and Carter sharing the five. And you know, it would kind of go down that way. I think it would be, you know, the Bulls are looking to add good players right now. And I know the one thing is obviously they're not sold on Chris Dunn at point guard. That may be addressed in the draft. We'll see what happens there. But I think that was the one name I've heard attached to them, that they certainly, it's a guy that they're going to want to talk to and see what the deal is. The thing for the Bulls right now is, they've spent their time not being good. They'd like to accelerate this thing forward, and they're prepared to separate the men from the boys in this program. And I think when you look at it, guys like Markkanen and Carter to a lesser extent, and certainly obviously Zach LaVine, who they've already paid, are kind of the men in this situation. And when you look at a guy like Chris Dunn, he's kind of the boys, but they feel like they can bring in a guy in a Harris at 27 years old who's in the prime of his career and played great for the Clippers earlier in the year, and he would have a role much more similar than he had to the Clippers with the Bulls than what his role was with the Sixers. So that's a name that I've heard attached to them, and listen, we'll see what happens. They're paying Porter a lot of money, but I think they kind of feel like there's some versatility in bringing a guy like Harris in. With all that said, I think it's doubtful that they end up getting Tobias Harris, but I did hear it was a guy they had some interest in.
With the Clippers just mentioned, we look at the future of Kawhi Leonard and what happens in this series. For the first time just today, Brian, the betting markets are making it the most likely scenario that Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto. Why is that?
Well, because of what I believe to be a false report that he put property in Toronto. And if he did buy it, and even if that is true, I believe it's just for an investment. I don't think Kawhi Leonard is staying no matter what. I think one of the things that happens here is you get, first of all, the fans are wonderful in Toronto. Kawhi appreciates them, I know that, but Kawhi Leonard is a very practical man, and he's not all that sentimental all the time. And he was sentimental in San Antonio and got taught a very cruel lesson about sentimentality in the NBA, and he's hardened to some of this stuff. Kawhi makes his own calls. No one makes calls for him. I know that there's a perception out there that somehow his uncle is this bad AAU dad that, you know, it steers him wrong with bad advice. It's the exact opposite. I mean, Kawhi is the one that tells his uncle, this is what I want to do. Let's figure out a way to do it. And all indications are that Kawhi Leonard is interested in going out and playing for the LA Clippers. And when, because here's the thing. First of all, and this is the biggest factor of all, with what the Raptors have coming off the books the summer of 20, and if Kawhi signed a five-year deal there, he'd have to have a lot of faith in Masai Ujiri's ability to retool this thing around him and Siakam. Masai Ujiri is not guaranteed to be there, guys. There's a very good reason that the Washington Wizards haven't hired a general manager yet. They're waiting to talk to Masai. And as long as Masai is going to be open to that conversation, and believe me when I tell you, if the Wizards thought they had no chance at Masai, they would have hired somebody already, because you're getting into crunch time with the draft right now. And yes, Tommy Shepard's there waiting in the wings for that job, and I'm doing a lot of the legwork, and ultimately they've kind of put themselves into a corner that if they don't get Ujiri, Tommy Shepard will be the guy. But at this stage of the game, if Ujiri's having dalliances with another organization, how can he sell to Kawhi? He's going to be there for 5 years. And I think organizational structure and stability are a very big deal to Kawhi Leonard, and I think the LA Clippers have as much of it, if not more, than anyone else in the league right now.
Jim Boylan's got two new assistant coaches, one Chris Fleming, hired a little while ago, and another one, the report says, is Roy Rogers, who comes over from Houston. What do those two coaches mean to you, and what do they mean to Jim Boylan?
Well, I think it gives, first of all, Rodgers to me is the key in all that, just because Rodgers was, you know, Houston had some very good defensive moments in the last 2 years, and as much as a lot of that's credit to Jeff Bezdelic, Rodgers played a role there as well. Rodgers played a major role in the development of Clint Capela. So you look at Rodgers in bringing him in and saying, okay, look how well Capella's developed. Well, we got two good young bigs here in Markkanen and Wendell Carter that need to get better defensively. Certainly, listen, do we see enough of Wendell Carter to know that he's where he needs to be defensively in the league right now? Probably not, but he comes with a very good reputation and showed you a little bit there. Markkanen needs to be better defensively, guys. He really does. If he's going to play the kind of minutes on a team that the Bulls want to have, I mean, he can shoot it. He's a good offensive player. Roy Rogers is a guy that comes in and can help you do that with individual player development. Listen, I'll tell you, as an aside to this, guys, I love Jim Boylan. I think what he does with accountability is fine. He doesn't let the inmates run the asylum. He is in charge of this operation in a way, and as much as I've criticized Paxson and Foreman over the years, one of the great moves they made is when there was mutiny earlier this past season on Jim Boylan. They backed him 100%, and they've kept him there in this job. This is the kind of thing that this organization needs right now. I think Rodgers and Fleming add to that, but especially Rodgers, because those young bigs are going to be a very big part of what happens in the future with the Chicago Bulls.
Some rare Gar-Pax positivity from Brian Geltzeiler to carry you into some warm Bulls thoughts as we get ready for a big NBA game tonight. Brian, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure. Listen, guys, even a broken clock's right twice a day, right?
Brian Geltzeiler, Hoops Critic on Twitter, hoopscritic.com, SiriusXM, NBA.
Sometimes I forget. Jim Boylan's his guy.
Yeah, that's his guy.
We had two. It's him and Joe Cowley, kind of Jim Boylan dudes.
Yeah.
Kinda. I said kinda.
I'm not.
No.
I think these are really good assistant coaching hires for the wrong reasons, though. I'm encouraged by the hires because the less Jim Boylan can do, ideally, Jim
talking.
can get in his catcher's stance, and he can scream, and he can shout and wave his
put
arms.
Put things across and, people's chests.
Yeah, yes.
And do
then,
that.
And then when there's 5.5 minutes left of the game, and he's already out of timeouts, we can, you know,
Jim.
Maybe, Jim. There, you don't have an infinite number of timeouts.
No, but I had one stored here, across my chest.
I had one in my pocket.
That one doesn't work,
no,
Jim.
No, you don't. You're out of them now. So if somebody else can handle that, and if somebody else can handle, you know, the talking to the players, the figuring out that three is worth more than two, the idea that you want more possessions instead of fewer possessions.
The encouragement of mutiny, the planning of mutiny.
And if somebody else could guard against possible mutiny.
Just a little mutiny, though.
I know, but it was enough.
Honest to God, I think my favorite part of the Bulls season last year was when Jim Boylan said he kind of expected a mutiny.
I knew that was going to happen.
Was part of the plan here.
First thing I said when they hired me, I said, look.
We got to incite mutiny.
There's going to be some mutiny here. The players are going to refuse to come to practice, and we're going to be the butt of jokes around the league. So just get ready for that.
And how soon did you want to do that, Jim? I don't know, 5 days.
Immediately. We're going to do it right now. God. We still have a foursome of golf to give away, and it's a good one. The Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, home of the Brute and the Highlands. We'll do that in just a little bit. You got to be listening if you want to win. You have some MLB records that may be ready to fall.
Yeah, kind of an interesting look of where this league is right now. And I want to ask a couple of questions to our baseball savvy fans about some things that may or may not matter to you and why. You know, where we are in terms of how we watch a game that is changing faster than maybe a lot of people know. That's where we're headed next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Disclaimer, Tom Seaver was one of my first boyhood heroes growing up in New York. He was Tom Terrific, almost from the day he arrived in 1967 to become the star and leader of the Mets team that would go on to win the historic 1969 World Series. That said, I can't help but feel sad about Tom Brady's application to trademark himself as Tom Terrific. Is Brady terrific? Of course. He's great, brilliant, fantastic, you name it. But seriously, how often has he been referred to as Tom Terrific? TB12 has always been the way he's marketed himself. I've watched Brady play a lot of games, dating to the night he had to replace the injured Drew Bledsoe. Granted, I could have missed it, but I have no memory of him ever being called Tom Terrific. The timing of this filing is almost cruel, given that Seaver is suffering from dementia. Brady doesn't need the trademark. The terrific thing to do would be withdraw the application. I'm John Feinstein.
You need windows? You know who you're going to call? You're going to call Russ Armstrong. That's what I did. I needed windows. I called Russ. You know what? I got windows. He is the owner of Chicago Window Guys, and they're different. They make all their own windows, and they install all their own products. Not only did they install them, he kept checking with me to make sure everything was okay. He's like, are my guys there? Where how are they doing? And then he talks to his guy. He's like, everything's going great. Everything's going to be fine. And in one day, all of a sudden, I had better windows than we'd ever had in the house. They make a big difference. I'm just thrilled. Get the best price, best product. Deal directly with the owner. You're going to be happy. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060, or check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
As a designer, Studio 41 is my favorite destination for kitchen and bath. Now, even better with Premier Outlets right next door. I find top brands like Kohler, Growy, and Roll in the outlet all the time. Find the Premier Outlet near you at shopstudio41.com. According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Owner-operator truck drivers, have you been dreaming of getting out of your old rig and into the driver's seat of a brand new semi-truck? SFI Trucks and Financing is leasing semi-trucks for low to no money down and will work with almost any credit situation. Freightliners, Peterbilts, Kenworths, Internationals, and Volvos, all equipped with new technology and driver comfort features. Plus, our 24/7 maintenance support team will keep your truck running so your business can keep moving forward too. Learn more at sfitrucks.com. That's sfitrucks.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com.
It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 3, 4, and 5. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We're going to be giving away a foursome of golf at Grand Geneva in just a bit, but we got a little breaking news.
A little bit of breaking news. Confirmed, Ken Rosenthal, the Cubs are pushing hard for Craig Kimbrell, sources tell The Athletic. That is not something that was anywhere near the realm of possibility when the season began, a month after that, or even, I would say, something like 2 weeks ago. That's something they got pushed back against over and over again by Theo Epstein, by Jed Hoyer, and now it seems that the Cubs are indeed, like Ken Rosenthal says, pushing hard for Craig Kimbrell to come throw some strikeouts out of that bullpen, a bullpen that could use an extra arm in it, whether or not Brandon Morrow comes back.
He had a velocity dip last year, did Kimbrell. His pitch mix changed a little bit. Four-seam fastball velocity down. Haven't got a check spin rate. Walk rate was up. There is a concern, as we discussed at length yesterday with Joe Sheehan, that you know you get excited about the name, you get excited about what he did,
yeah,
but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's guaranteed to come in here and miss bats like he always has. And that's what you're paying for. You are paying for strikeouts.
Yeah, you are. And yes, you're right, the velocity dip did happen last year overall, but toward the last month and a half of the season, 2 months of the season, Kimbrell did get a couple of clicks back on the gun. So that's something there. Like you say, checking spin rate's going to be big on that. And I would imagine, too, like it will work for some of the Cubs' draft picks that they just made, a lot of teams' draft picks they just made, they will get them into whatever slow-motion video process they've got and make sure they can refine some things. There are three immediate questions that come to mind as this report is coming out. Again, Ken Rosenthal saying just a few minutes ago that the Cubs are pushing hard for Craig Kimbrell. The one is, what kind of contract? Because we read just this morning in the New York Post that Kimbrell was still reportedly pushing for a multi-year deal, not a one-year prorated kind of thing. It's he was looking for a multi-year contract. So is that something the Cubs are willing or able to do? The other one is, does this mean anything about the future of Ben Zobrist? Those two salary figures had been kind of conjoined for a long time. We've been told to not do that so much, maybe pull that away a little bit, and you got to think of other finances. But I can't help but think that they're somewhat connected. And then the third and maybe most important thing that comes to mind for this Cubs team is how quickly until Craig Kimbrell can throw off the mound and get you strikeouts in Major League uniform.
If only we had an opportunity to ask questions like those to the Cubs president of baseball operations. Oh, wait. Tomorrow at 11, Theo Epstein will be joining this very show.
Well,
so we'll have the opportunity to ask him. Now, when we were talking about Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel is the other name, remember, as soon as that draft concludes,
yeah,
immediately those two will be signable without any compensatory draft pick forfeiture.
Correct.
So I want to hear, yesterday we spoke to Joe Sheehan about those two guys and what they mean and what's going to happen. How good are they? This is what Sheehan had to say.
You have two players who are somewhat flawed. You know, Keuchel, not a power guy, has had partial seasons in recent years, definitely needs a good field defense behind him. Craig Kimbrell lost a tick on his fastball, lost two ticks on his command. If these guys want to get paid like superstars, I think that same disconnect that existed in December and January exists now. Except now you've also got the question of, if I sign a guy who hasn't pitched yet this year, what am I going to get out of him over 3 months? I mean, if you look at the track record of these guys who miss half seasons, it's not really that good. I mean, we don't have a lot of examples of it, but you look at, you know, Steven Drew, Kendrys Morales, these guys, these free agents who signed late, really haven't performed very well. I mean, we've got the example of Tim Raines from 1987, but I don't think that's terribly relevant today. I think there are still concerns with getting these guys signed. And really, I think it's going to come down to do these players want to sign a one-year make-good deal and try again next winter, or are they still insisting on getting the 3 to 4 year I'm a 3-win player contract that they were after last year? I just don't think either player is valued in the market as a high quality free agent. Not because the market's bad for free agents, not because teams are colluding, but because each of these two players has warts.
That's Joe Sheehan, analyst from SI and Baseball America, his thoughts about both Kimbrel and Keuchel. This segment brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy, just a short drive off I-94 in northwest Indiana.
Couple of things about Kimbrel specifically here, because that's the guy the Cubs are rumored to be pushing hard for, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. That just out a few minutes ago. We've been talking about it a little while here. His walk rate, walks per nine, went from 1.8 in 2017, where he finished sixth in the Cy Young voters. One of his best seasons, more than like, well, a couple early ones, but one of his bests. 4.5 walks per nine last year. Strikeouts went down a little bit. Walk rate nearly tripled. So that's not, you know, great. But I keep on thinking about last night's ball game, right? You get Pedro Strop thrown back into the bullpen there. And you feel just how much more comfortable it is to have that guy in the ninth. I just can't help but think, and I know it doesn't work this way necessarily from a win probability added standpoint or an aggregate stat standpoint, but if Strop is getting those two strikeouts and the one ground ball in the eighth, and then Kimbrel gets the clean sheet in the ninth, you feel even more confident. And that pushes the next guy back to the seventh, and the next guy back to the fifth, and the next guy back to the fourth if it's a Yu Darvish start. You know, I mean, it fixes perhaps more issues than one. Joe's absolutely right in that both these players have warts, and then at Kimbrel, especially at the price tag that he's rumored to want, is something to, you know, just kind of raise your eyebrows at a little bit and wonder, you know, there for the grace of God go you in 2 years, you know, that you might have him attached to a big time number 2 years from now where he's looking like a bigger problem as Tyler Chatwood might have been last season if the walk rate continues to go that way.
You know, a couple of extra points here, too. I do want to note that the draft pick forfeiture idea, that is over. They do not have to wait until the very end of the draft.
I think it was, technically speaking, I think it was just until the first round was over. Like, at that moment, it went away.
Right. I thought it was the entire draft. It's not in that case. So that is why the negotiations are picking up speed. I would also wonder, if everything we're talking about with Carlos Gonzalez and now the possibility of having the cash for Kimbrel, do the Cubs know something about Zobrist that we don't?
I suppose they have to, yes.
Right?
They have to have more information than we've got. The public has very little on what the inner workings of Ben Zobrist's mind is telling him about playing baseball.
It certainly looks like their desire for veteran experienced presence in the clubhouse and maybe the increased liquidity would allow us to conclude something.
Sure,
in that regard,
but remember,
right?
Too, like, this is their biggest area of weakness. At least I would say this is their biggest area of weakness, and you've got a guy that you can go get for nothing but money now. And that's, we said this from the get-go. We said this from jump. We said this when Theo spent 71 minutes telling you that the offense is broken. This is now a spare no expense kind of ball club. That's what it ought to be. You ought to be toward the top end of major league payrolls. You ought to be thinking real hard about whether that $246 million, you know, that luxury tax that comes with having to step 10 spots back in the draft, whether that might be for you. Because if it's not for you now when you expect to win World Series, then when the hell would it be?
So we'll be talking to Theo about that tomorrow at 11 a.m. And on Friday, keep in mind, you can come join us. We're at Wrigley Field. We are going to be broadcasting from the right field porch from 9 a.m. to noon.
So that's a great day.
Come on into the ballpark. Come over and hang out with us. Lawrence Holmes takes over at that same spot until Cubs pregame at 12:45. So we will be there doing that. Up next, on the other side of a brief timeout, your opportunity to win a foursome of golf at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva. So don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Jed Hoyer.
What's the organization's philosophy on Joe using these guys in various roles?
Yeah, we love it. You know, he believes that it keeps guys fresh. He feels like when you move around, you're out there reacting and you're, you know, it keeps things from being stale. We have so much versatility. It'd be a shame not to use it.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Interest rate alert. Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest levels in over a year. If your rate starts with a 4, Call Team Hochberg now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Call 855-56-DAVID now to see if Team Hochberg can help you. They have helped meet Dan. Here he is, Dan. I thought it was me for a second, but it's not. They helped Dan refinance the 6% mortgage he took out 10 years ago. Whew. They refinanced him into a 15-year fixed loan, saved him over $100 a month, and eliminated over $60,000 in mortgage payments. Team Hochberg also used a full closing cost credit that they issued to cover all of Dan's closing costs. So let's review. Dan called Team Hochberg. He refinanced a 6% 30-year fixed loan into a 15-year fixed loan, lowered his payment over $100, saved over $60,000 in mortgage payments, and received a full closing cost credit. That can be you. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Call David right now, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. It's gonna be okay. My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Get to Old Navy. It's Super Cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your Super Cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now.
which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning, and both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Cubs are pushing hard, in his words, for Craig Kimbrell.
Why not? You need some help in the bullpen. You've got some spare cash lying around. Kimbrell costs nothing but money. Might be a lot of it. But why the hell not? Make your move.
I think this is a very Cub thing to do, considering where they are, what they're doing. Here is our guy Joe Sheehan just tweeted, "This has always made the most sense. Madden likes having a capital C closer and lining up his one-inning guys in front of that guy. He's far less innovative, far more rigid as a pen manager than he was a decade ago."
If you had a bullpen like you did in 16 or 17, I'd be happy to have more innovation in there. If you've got guys with walk per nine over five and walk rates at 10%, it's kind of hard to be innovative.
In other baseball news, the Cardinals have just drafted former UCSB center fielder Tommy Jew.
And the 1-1, that one is hit high in the air, deep right center field. Back goes Tommy Jew. This one's hit a long way. Smith goes back. Jew leaps up, and he makes a catch. Tommy Jew just scored a home run from Brandon Brooks.
And Jew.
With a catch by Jew.
He's doing some work at the wall. There you go.
The Western Wall.
Worships the wall, man.
But St. Louis, too, man.
Yeah, that's his agent needs to have some talks with him.
I don't know if he's even a Jew, actually.
I have no idea.
It's just his name. That would be kind of hard if he's like a devout Muslim. It's like, oh, man, this is not easy.
You're going to get some callers to Cardinals Radio. He won't
what
play on
Yom Kippur.
What is
the best way to defend from a Jew?
Sir, he's not. It's just his last name.
His name is Tommy Jew. All right, give me a single-digit number.
5!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Caller 5 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a foursome of golf at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, home of the Brute and the Highlands Championship Golf Courses. Visit GrandGenevaGolf.com. We'll say good afternoon to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions. Like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet.
Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second in DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919, new residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts in 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment not returned, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here.
Or here.
Or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Devil Dog. Squid. Zoomy. Coasty. Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month, a great time to participate in a beach or river cleanup. Find one through your parks department. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Theo came out very firmly and said, look, Javier Baez is the shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. That said, my feeling is you wouldn't be doing your jobs if you didn't consider what is best for the team and whether or not Addison Russell would be, you'd be a better defense with Russell at short and Javier Baez at second, because frankly, this was an historic defense when winning a World Series, having him at that critical position.
I do think Javi has kind of grabbed that job. He's a shortstop. I think the way he's played, you know, really over the last year and a half has been magnificent, and I think he's comfortable there, and so, you know, that's the decision. But it's a great, you know, conversation to be able to have, because I think we have two elite defensive shortstops on the roster.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hugh leaps up, and he made the catch!
What a catch by now Cardinals prospect Tommy Jew, who apparently injured himself on June 1st badly enough they had to bring the cart out for
like
him.
This June 1st?
Yeah, like just last week. I'm sure it didn't help his draft stock to have a, whatever it is, a busted ankle or
gets
whatever
himself healed up.
He's down with, but good luck to him. Good luck in St. Louis. Thank you, everybody who joined us today. Brian Geltzeiler and Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's who we hung out with today.
Yeah,
and we
cool.
heard a little bit from Matt Nagy because he was on the Molly and Hawk show.
Yeah.
It was a good time for everybody.
Jay and Rick and Ray and Brian Gertz and Z-Pac and everybody else. Lawrence Holmes is here, and I reached out to a Cubs source who does confirm that, yes, this has been an ongoing push that has been going on for weeks to try to get Craig Kimbrell, and people in the building over at Wrigley are optimistic.
Literally just got this widget saying that that's what Ken Rosenthal is now reporting.
Yep.
Yeah.
That the Cubs are in on Kimbrell.
They are pushing hard for him, and why not? I mean,
it
that's,
makes sense.
It's the area you've needed the most, like, since the season began. He's a guy that costs only money. He comes with some risks. Everybody does.
And you got some salary flexibility because Ben Zobrist still isn't back.
And the other news I got on that, and I'm reading directly from Cub guy who says, currently Zobrist sees no way he can come back right now because of what are called unresolved issues. So it just remains in limbo.
And now he's been gone since May 8th. Cause now you're talking about, we got to ramp him back up again too. Like, even if he were to come back.
Well, that's a minimum of 3 weeks.
Right.
Or maybe even after the All-Star break.
That's what possible. I would think is the soonest that he could come back and be a part of your deal. So if you have some salary relief where you can go and chase Kimbrell and you feel like you've fixed some of the other problems and you've had Carlos Gonzalez and all this other stuff, okay. Then let's move.
Well, the other question that comes with Kimbrel too, and I suppose a team would want to have some sense of it, is how much do you need in terms of minor league playing time? How many innings do you need to throw before you're ready to face live hitters? And I guess, you know, if he signs with the Cubs or anybody else, how much of a factor did that play in negotiations? Like if one team is, wow, we need you in 2 weeks, and Craig's like, ah, I need four. I don't know. I mean, that's playing into it some.
So to do my best Dan Bernstein impersonation, I talked with a former GM last week.
Well, how does that get you closer to a championship?
Kimbrel. Well, that would be the thing that you would say. And then something about Devin Hester. Something and then like all that, yeah. Sorts of other stuff.
Oh, and that Dan Hampton was the greatest defensive player, yes, on that 85 championship.
He's right about that.
Yeah, of course, he's right about that.
The guy was an all-pro at tackle and at end.
Doesn't mean I have
at
to like
all four
it.
Positions.
That's right.
He played all four.
And yet was not in the top 10. But that's another story for another day.
Of course it is.
I talked with a former GM that when I broached the subject of, oh, you know, Boris is saying that Kimbrel can just be inserted, he said, no bleeping way is that possible. And the reason that it's not possible is because, one, I need to put my eyes on him.
Yeah.
I would like to see him pitch. And then the other thing is sure, he might be able to go out there right now and pitch an inning. My question is, what happens to him the next day?
Yep.
And until I'm convinced that he is in Major League Baseball shape and pitching in front of crowds a little bit different than pitching sim games and pitching to 4A players a little bit different than pitching to minor league players or major league players, he said minimum 3 weeks. Where before he would be comfortable, wow, putting Kimbrel on the major league roster.
That puts you through, I mean, call it through June, and now you're pitching, what, 2 weeks of July, maybe 3 weeks in total before the All-Star break. I guess the other question that goes with this is, and it's the right one to ask, how many times can you get back up in that bullpen? You know, can you pitch Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Or now do you need 2 days off? Like, what is the issue here? I wouldn't worry so much about the mental aspect of that for Craig Kimbrel. But, you know, if the mind is willing but the body isn't quite able yet, that's something that you've got to have your own
that's
eyes
what
on.
This former GM was saying, that, yeah, the physical part of it is really important. And you might think that you're ready, but it's like this in baseball all the time. Guys will tell you that a fall league start different, a Arizona league start different, Cactus league start different.
Plus, if I'm the Cubs, or really any team signing Kimbrel or a veteran who's had kind of a wonky year last year where the fastball wasn't quite right and the breaking ball was shaped a little bit differently than it had been in years prior, I'd want to get him in front of the cameras, whether it's the Kinetrax or whether it's your Edutronic or whether it's your Upsoto or all three of them. I'd want to do a session or two in there and see what we can reshape, see what we can work on. I mean, even if you are some old salty vet who wants nothing to do with the numbers on anything,
just
hell,
give me the ball.
If I can fix a pitch here or there and make you a guy that can get back to the big leagues a little bit faster, so be it.
Look, if the Cubs are the team that had the one guy that called Kyle Ryan, there's no way they are a team ignoring exactly what you're saying right now.
They're
absolutely going over all that stuff.
I don't think that they're ignoring it either. Saying that if the expectation is the Cubs sign Kimbrel, he's here tomorrow.
No, that's
not how that's probably going to work. The thing is that I don't think they need him right now. That what you're hoping is that
right now,
in the moment, right now, what you're hoping is that when you have some games of consequence in the second half of the season, that you will have your bullpen the way that you want it to go. And when I had Joe on yesterday, he said he's starting to feel more comfortable with Carl Edwards Jr. getting back into some of those high leverage situations again. But we know that that's not to close. But if you can go Edwards Jr. Strope Kimbrel, that's not a bad way to finish things off in a tight game.
All right, is Morrow toast?
I was just going to, I think you have to write him off. I mean, as a Cub fan, not as an organization, that would be dumb, because even if he can get you 2 strikeouts sometime in October, like, that obviously is helpful. But I don't know that I can factor him in at this point.
How many times has he had to start over? This is what, the third time that he's had to start over.
Yeah, talk about Zobrist's tie line. I mean, Morrow couldn't be ready before the All-Star break, could he?
This looks donezo.
I don't want to call it a career for the guy, but if you're asking me, can he help the 2019 Cubs, my answer would be I'd be shocked if he were going to help them.
Another thing we can address with Theo tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's absolutely.
What time is he coming on the show tomorrow?
11 o'clock.
Oh, great.
So a lot of newsy stuff, a lot of chance to get the latest information on all these and find out the shape of this draft. Not just at the top, but what they're trying to accomplish with everything. Another draft of the books, and it's a time it couldn't be better.
You guys talk with my guy Geltzy today?
Oh, yeah.
I love Brian.
Yeah, you don't so much talk to him, it's just sort of listen to him.
He just sounds like the East Coast.
He does.
He's just an angry East Coast basketball guy.
I don't think he's angry. He likes Jim Boylan.
Everyone likes Jim Boylan.
He's on the island.
It's not an island.
He likes him as a coach.
That might be an island.
I'm sorry for not specifying.
Yeah.
He applauds Garpax for finding him, extending it.